Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Allie Colbert. I'm bisexual, so I'm attracted to both women and food. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I host The Allie Colbert Show, where we talk all things dating, sexuality, pop culture, television advice, everything queer. We are the anti-basic podcast. We do amazing interviews with my friends who are hilarious stand-up comedians and have on interesting authors, writers, and actors. So if you want to laugh, listen to steamy stories, or learn some new dating tricks, this is for you. Listen in wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or wherever else.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey friends, I am so excited about this day's chat because we actually have a friend hanging out with us. And you know that I don't just bring anyone around my besties. This is Yasmin Cheyenne. And I feel like you probably follow her. And if you haven't, you've seen her work before. And I'm just so excited for us to connect in a deeper way because the work that she does is incredible. And I'll let her do her intro because she's here and I'm so excited about it. But y'all, I'm not kidding when I say this is one for the kids. This is one for the teens. This is one for the mamas, the sisters, all of us. We can lean in because we're going to get so much out of this chat. Yasmin, thank you so much for being here today. Girl, I am hype to have everyone meet you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, you're incredible. So, okay, first and foremost, I don't want to minimize your title because you really do encompass so much. I mean, you're truly one of those multi-hyphenates. So give us the quick high level because I know we're going to dive into all the things that you do for the world.
Yeah, so I'm a self-healing advocate first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I have an app, the Sugar Jar Community app, that makes self-healing more accessible every single day. I'm an author, I'm a mom, I'm a friend. But primarily, I'm trying to allow people to see that self-healing can be easy and something that we can do every day. And it doesn't have to be a whole routine. You don't have to change your whole life. It's just the step-by-step-by-step minutes and moments that create that vast change that we're seeking.
Incredible and necessary because mm-hmm. I know this whole season of the Nicole Walters podcast is all about starting over. Mm-hmm. It's all about the different ways that we have to approach life because, you know, everything you think might be working one way and a pandemic will hit or a divorce will happen or a kid will get sick. And, you know, we'll say to ourselves, we got to start over. But part of starting over is healing. And we know that a lot of times we either avoid healing or we think yes. It's too overwhelming, so we won't take all the steps. And I just love that your space here is really, I mean, you even provide little micro healing moments through your Instagram, which yes. is how I found you. So yes. tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so my goal in 2017 was to just share a little bit every single day. And that really wasn't for everyone else. It was more so for me. It was a commitment, like, I can write every day, I can do this. And I think also sometimes when your reality doesn't match your dream at the time, being an author was the goal, a published author, I'm a writer, but mm-hmm. you think, okay, if I deny reality, then I'm not being positive. Like if I'm looking at the reality that I'm not actually a published author. So I was like, no, regardless, I'm going to write and put my work out there and give people an opportunity to see what my purpose is.
Amazing. Amazing. And that is so loaded with lessons. Yeah. I think first and foremost, the thing that I extract from it is that in the very work that you're doing every single day to heal and accomplish your goals, you actually have healed and helped others.
Yes.
So for those of you guys who aren't familiar with Yasmin's work, I mean, if you go to her Instagram, and it's easy, it's Yasmin Chayan, you can just find her there. She puts out every single day, sometimes more than once a day, I guess, based on how you're inspired, various phrases. And I hesitate to even say that they're quote cards because they're not. And some of them are affirmations. Some of them are just like statements of truth that we need to know about ourselves. And that's how I came across her, was, you know, these well-worded, everything that I needed to hear, you know, phrase, just so much encompassed on a couple different lines, but it was exactly what I needed when I find them. And she's one to follow because it always seems well-timed and she always has a great word that is applicable in this season. And I find it interesting that this all started from a place of, I don't want to call it healing for yourself, but, you know,
commitment.
Yeah, a goal, something you needed to do. And what a lesson for all of us.
Yes, you know, I think it's so important because everything that I do online is about, and all of my business is about serving. Period. Right? But if I'm not serving myself and I'm not showing up for myself, then I'm not really giving my fullness to what I'm doing. And I'm also not being honest with myself. Because the truth is, people think, oh, she writes every day. This must be easy for her. It's not easy to write every day.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Oh, my gosh. Wait, let's talk about that for a minute. So, y'all, I know that we could talk all day about the how do you help people heal and what's your best quote. Y'all, you know how we do it. We are all friends in a room. Let's talk about the real stuff. So, your job, you know, right? Because you do this full time now, you know, and it's helping people heal. It's putting out tools of healing and empowering them to do that, which is incredible work, but it's a heavy lift.
Yes.
Now, about that heavy lift, I don't think too often we realize that some of the people who inspire us most are people.
Yes, humans.
Humans with their own stuff. So I want to ask you, what's it like showing up for so many people? I mean, you have hundreds of thousands of followers. What's it like showing up for regular people every day in some of our hardest moments, knowing that you're experiencing them as well?
Yeah, you know, the number one thing I always remind myself is I'm a human. I'm learning, I'm living, I have no idea what's gonna happen next. And although I may have the wisdom and the clarity and thank goodness, like the alignment to be able to share with other people and help them transform and get through those changing times, at the same time, I'm going through things that I'm like, what do I do next, right? And so I think reminding myself that I don't have to be an expert in this. As a recovering perfectionist, I'm reminding myself, this doesn't have to be perfect. I just need to share what feels true and feels aligned. And that helps me so much because we talked about this, but like, there's gonna be times where that post is only for the one person that for some reason I was called to write that post for.
Yes.
And I try to remind myself as much as hard as it is, because this is also a business, but what I'm writing and what I'm sharing is truly for people to be, especially the content that I share on Instagram, the free content, and it's always going to be there because I'm sharing it for people to be able to have that word that might help them just take that next step.
Oh,
because
so
I know
good.
I need that.
So, so good. And I hope you guys are hearing, like, I mean, one, look at how good she is at this stuff. I mean, honestly, there's just chock full, every sentence you say is a lesson, you know, so valuable. But I think what's really interesting about what you were sharing there is that all of us in our moments where things are hard and we feel called to be and do and support so many different people, in the act of showing up, if we still stay in alignment, care for ourselves, grant ourselves grace, remember we're human, it one, gives us the fuel to keep going, and two, also allows us to know sort of where are we supposed to be and where are we not supposed to be, you know? So do you ever find that you have moments, and I love asking this because one might identify you as an influencer of sorts, you know, and I think a lot of us hesitate to use that title. I don't like using that title for myself, but as somebody who has influence over people's minds and hearts, do you ever find yourself saying, hey, this is a no-go for me? Like, this is a territory I shouldn't go into. This isn't where I should cross.
Absolutely. I always ask myself the intention of why I'm sharing what I'm sharing.
That's good.
I never share anything that feels like, oh, it's for this or it's for connecting
or ego
or anything like that. I also don't share things that I'm working through. Like, if I'm sharing something that I'm working through, it's because I've worked through it.
That's
good.
I say that you
it.
Share your scars and not your scabs.
Yes.
That's right.
And so it's like this thing that I remind myself that, yes, and I agree with you on the influencer. Like, I kind of shy away from it because of the connotation tied to it. And also, I have to stand in the truth. Like, that is a part of what the world is today.
Y'all know that I love a good wig. I swear by them. I will snatch up Rebecca, put her on my head, and march out and take on my day. But just because I'm a wig wearer doesn't mean that I don't care about the condition of my own hair. It's curly, it's dry, and it requires so much support. Those off-the-shelf things just don't work. And that's where Function of Beauty comes in. Y'all, I love them. They're my key to consistent good hair days. And it's because their products are 100% customizable. They're made for my hair where it is now and where I want to go. So if you've never heard of them, Function of Beauty is the world's first fully customizable hair care system. So everything is an individually filled shampoo and conditioner, and they even have styling and treatment products that's based on your hair. When I reached out to Function of Beauty, they helped me with over 54 trillion possible formations till we found a unique formula that worked for me. And I want to let you guys know, this can happen for you too. You go online, you take their quick hair quiz, and it actually builds out your hair profile. And all you do is pick 5 free hair goals, like, are you trying to lengthen your hair? Or do you want to volumize your hair? Are you looking for oil control? If it gets frizzy in winter or oily in summer, there's an answer for that too. As your needs are changing, your formula can change also. And then they fill it, they mix it, they send it to your door. Easy peasy. Nothing but good hair days ahead. So I want to let you know that this is your time. You can say goodbye to generic hair care for good today. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Nicole to take your hair goals quiz, and you'll save 25% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Nicole to let them know you heard about it from here on our show and to get 25% off your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/Nicole to take your hair care quiz and save 25% on your first order. So y'all, you know that I am a mom with 3 littles and no time. So what that means is I still want them to eat well, eat healthily, but I'm not always going to be there to take them through step by step. And that's where HelloFresh comes in. So with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. And this is big because it lets me skip trips to the grocery store, and HelloFresh actually makes it easy to do home cooking. Now, I want you to understand that this is actually a really big deal because I'm the chef in the house, but I'm not always home. But I do have teenagers that can use their good old hands to whip up a good old meal. But it's got to be quick, and it's got to be easy. And frankly, if it takes longer than 20 minutes, it's not going to happen. But with HelloFresh, all the recipes are quick, easy, 20 minutes with low prep and low cleanup. Everything comes packaged for you, pre-portioned out, and it's healthy with awesome instructions that are easy to follow. It's all family friendly and fit and wholesome. And I can even squeeze in a veggie meal here or there. HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals to please everyone. I love it. I mean, my mid-tiny will get in the kitchen, and if she's like, Mom, there's no food in the fridge, I'm like, yes, there is. There's a HelloFresh meal bagged and ready to go. Listen, go to HelloFresh.com/NicoleWalters16 and use code NicoleWalters16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Y'all, HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and that's for a reason. So go to HelloFresh.com/NicoleWalters16 and use code NicoleWalters16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Y'all, it's delicious. It's money back in your pocket, and it's 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant. Who's got money to waste, especially when you're trying to feed these teens? Head over to HelloFresh.com and grab some now. That's what I love about your content in particular. And I think it's a reason why a lot of my internet besties connect with me here is because we're truthy. You know what I mean? We're truthy in the hot mess. We're truthy in we don't have it all figured out, and that we're really just trying our best to balance what we can balance and show up our best. And that's one of the things I love about your content in general, is that it's not, I almost want to say, like, sickeningly sweet. You know what I mean? It's honest and it's real. And sometimes it sums down to being as simple as, hey girl, it's hard today. Do the best you can. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to do all of it, but it's just going to be hard. You know, yes. I mean, you're far more eloquent than I am here, because you are the writer, you are the author, but it really is that. Now, how does that feel to show up in the self-help world, this healing world, and know that your language and your voice is a little different. Because I think so many of us struggle with, well, I want to do this thing, but this is how everyone else does it. Do I have to do it this way too?
Yeah, you know, I think I knew that toxic positivity couldn't be a part of my community. Mm-hmm. It just couldn't. The wellness community is full with so many checklists. Do these five things and it'll be great. Or buy this book and then when you get to the end, like, your life's going to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that you may have many disappointments and many tragedies and transformations and changes that you wish you never had to go through. And I'm just trying to share the tools that will help you navigate when you feel like you don't know if you can keep going.
Oh, it's so good. And you're right, because especially, you know, I've shared here about my divorce. I've shared about, you know, wanting to shut down my business, keeping it up, but just being in so many different things. And the thing that I've learned is that you're going to have to start over. You're going to have to get through the hard, that problems will occur. Life is the meeting and solving of problems. And really what we're looking for is not some miraculous solution to make problems go away forever. What we're looking for is someone who can stand by our side as we're going through them and hold our hand and say, girl, keep going. You'll be okay. You'll make it through.
Yes. So, I think we are actually searching for the miraculous solution. And then in the search for that, we realize
that ain't it.
That ain't it.
That ain't
it. It is, actually, run.
Mm-hmm. I know. Listen. That, if that isn't a whole word, because I know that, you know, my story, of course, coming from corporate America and being in the business space, I came into this internet space and I was like, wait, so everyone can make six figures? Mm-hmm. Wait, so everyone is a millionaire? I mean, I knew the stats on it. Statistically, it is not possible that everyone is a millionaire.
It's just
not. It just isn't. There aren't that many in America that way. Like, it just isn't possible. So now, it is possible that someone may have made $1 million over the course of their business, but what is the math on that? You know what I mean?
The personal tax, all the things.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's very possible that someone has a ton of wisdom and a ton of clarity and a ton of insight that can help you change and transform your life. You should listen to them. You should benefit. But if your situation is one where you have a mental health issue and you need a therapist, girl, go see a clinician with a degree who can prescribe, you know? And getting into this space and knowing that we, including myself, are responsible for treading the water of using our platform well, but also honoring sort of our scope of qualifications, you know, while still trying to help the best we can, it can be tough. You know, and I don't know about you, but I always have been very clear on I know what I know and I know what I don't know.
Absolutely.
What ends up in your DM sometimes, though?
I mean, what medicine should I take? You know, what should I do about my divorce? Should I leave? And I think it's important to recognize that, first of all, I can only answer those questions if you are my client.
Absolutely. First and foremost.
Let's start there.
Yeah, first and foremost, just good business practice.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, and also, most of my clients, actually all of my clients see a therapist because I'm not a licensed clinician.
100%.
And I always make the distinction of when I'm coaching, I call it spiritual teaching, but coaching or guiding, I'm helping to reveal the things to you that you may not have happen in your therapist's office because they have a different role. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm not going to tell you whether you need to take medication or not. Like, that's their role.
Absolutely.
And so I think people need to understand that, like, self-healing tools, what I teach is what happens outside the therapist's office. Most people only see their therapist twice a month.
That's right.
And that's like on the higher end. Some people can only afford once a month, right?
I go twice a week, but that's because of how much of a mess I am, Yasmin. That would be why. I need one session a week for everybody else who starts with me, and I need one session a week for myself because I think everyone else is the problem.
I used to be the two times a week, too. Listen, 2015. But yeah,
listen.
I definitely recognize that there's these tools that we need outside. And it's like, when you're not in your therapist's office, what are we doing when you get that text? What are you doing when you get that phone call?
Absolutely.
What are you doing when your boss tries you?
Well, honestly, it's about applying the information. It's kind of like going into your doctor's office and saying, hey, I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to get healthier. But then afterwards, you need to work with your nutritionist, your trainer, and all these different people. And the same thing, people don't realize, I mean, you come from a corporate background as well, so you understand. But as a consultant, I say it all the time, look, my job isn't to be your accountant, your lawyer, your bookkeeper. My job is to make sure you have all the right people in the right roles doing the right work and then making sure you know what needs to be done because you don't know what you don't know. And I think that that's why people sometimes forget that if you are hiring a coach or you're hiring, you know, a healer or a teacher or someone who's, it's to support some of the scientific clinical work that you may require. It's usually not an either or. It's not a substitute because you may not want to walk in certain doors, you know? You may need both. Sometimes just sitting down in the therapist's office is not it. You may need to see someone like Yasmin or a coach in order to support you actually executing on the things that you're hearing in that therapist chair.
Absolutely. And it's also the storytelling. You know, a therapist's office is a non-reciprocal relationship. You're not going to know much.
That's right.
Or in a good therapy relationship, you're not going to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sharing my whole life story, but if they have a question or there's something that they're interested in, I'm able to reflect. A lot of what I share on social media is a reflection of lessons that I've learned. And even like in writing my book, choosing to tell my own story versus telling client stories and things like that, it was really important for me to share with people that like a lot of what I share is one, the actual educational courses and classes and things that I've been through, but also life experience and being on the other side of that. And I think that's why I love healing and therapy, because sometimes you go to your therapist and you think, oh, this is the expert. They're not human. Right. They just know everything. And that's what that relationship's supposed to be, so that you get supported. And then when you see a healer, you get to see kind of the other side of like, okay, they're helping me walk
It's more
through.
Dynamic.
It's more dynamic.
Yeah, it's more dynamic. I mean, I always talk about you've got your pastor and your therapist, you know? So your pastor's not going to say, look, some of these things are presenting as, you know, clinical diagnosis of misbehavior. Your pastor's going to say, well, what are you doing in your daily life to help support these things through prayer, spiritual practices, whatever? But let's never confuse one for the other.
Yes.
And let's never think we don't need one or the other. You know,
right.
I personally, for years, tried working out by myself. But when I got a trainer, it changed everything, because what I found was I was working out incorrectly. Mm-hmm. I had the desire. I knew the workout that I needed to do, and I was showing up to get it done. But having the support of someone side by side with me to just simply say in a dynamic relationship, hey, you actually need to straighten your back more. Mm. Hey, you need to actually squat down even lower. That simple correction actually made the exercises I was doing anyways have a result. So
absolutely.
Big deal. So for those of you guys who are listening and saying to yourself, I don't know about therapy, or I'm not sure about this, or I've been trying, I'm not seeing change. Maybe the answer is that you work with a coach side by side who can support you to really help you execute and get that change. Now, because we're diving into what you do as a business, let's talk about that a little more, because, you know, my DMs can be crazy with people responding. I love my DMs. Like, make no mistake, for me, it feels like I'm texting with my girls, you know, and I know it's such an honor and a privilege, right?
It is.
That people even feel safe.
You.
Yes, they even feel safe to share stuff like that with me. And, you know, it's also a reflection of us, right? Because we're sharing, you know, pretty vulnerably. But there are some moments where it's like, I worry about this being a healthy boundary, you know, and what's safe. And also there's an element of running a business, because I also don't like doing business in my DMs, because the best way for me to serve you is to not get some bullet points around your finances and your problem. It's to set aside time. So in your situation, transitioning into making this a business full time, I want to know more about how that's felt for you, providing for people in this way. Does it feel easy? Does it feel comfortable? Is it scary? What's that like?
So the easiest thing that I do is when I'm serving, when I'm
like
in front of the people, when I'm talking, when I'm doing all of those things. The
other
part is like the not hobby stuff, right? Because if you're in business, it's like you have to have a P&L, you have to have an accountant, you have to have your tax, you know, all of those
things.
And so it's been very interesting recognizing that a lot of what I did, I told you, in corporate and being in the background of corporate and government, I did this for other people. Doing it for myself, there's so much more emotion attached.
Yes.
And just all of those things that I thought, and I say this to my clients all the time, every time you think you've healed something, it's probably an indication that it's going to come back again. Like anytime, I always think that that's a little bit of ego, like, oh, I'm done with that. Okay, buckle up. The recovering perfectionist parts of me, all of those different things begin to present themselves again. Even though, like, I left my job January 1st, 2021. I was on the Today Show January 7th, 2021. Like, things just were aligning and things were going great. There was still this inner critic part of me that was like, you're not doing enough. It's not pushing hard enough. And I think it's important to say this out loud, because we can sometimes put people that we follow online on this pedestal.
Massive pedestal.
And we think, oh, she's sharing this because she has worked it all out and everything's perfect. And I am still learning how to be a friend to myself and talk to myself the way that I would talk to a client, a friend, my children.
So good.
When it comes to business.
Oh, so
at the
good.
Same time, I'm also honoring that the boundaries have to be in place. And being a responsible business owner means being honest with myself about what's really happening and reaching out for those resources and support and all of those different things. So it's been a really, it's been a growth experience.
Sure. Isn't it nice? We're all growing all the time. No, I mean, you nailed it, because I think sometimes people are afraid to even show vulnerability in certain areas, because we think we have to have it all together everywhere or else that's not good enough. So for me, you know, my weight had been a struggle for so many years as I was working through different solutions for my health, not for cosmetic and appearance reasons, but, you know, just to be fitter for my children and for myself. It was something that I always felt like, man, if I don't have a handle on this, how will anyone trust me in business? You know, and I mean, really learning that, like, no, you can be an amazing, transformative healer, consultant, and coach, and also still have areas of your life where the same things you talk about still present themselves. Frankly, it's part of what makes you good at what you do, because you know what it is and how you're working, and you're working it through.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets scary to feel like you can't be both things. Friend, as the CEO of Inherit Learning Company, I've got 16 employees and I am so busy, but I know that my team matters. And as you gear up for fall, you need to understand that the right people on your team are everything. It's what's required so that your small business fires on all cylinders. And LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Hiring is everything in business. Take it from a consultant like me. Human capital is the number two thing that people spend the most money in their business on. And it's the number one thing that can cause your business to go under. It matters, and you've got to have a company that helps you get the right people in the right places. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can create a free job post in just minutes that will reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. They've got simple tools like screening questions that make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's actually why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Nicole. That's linkedin.com/Nicole to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Y'all, it's that season to hire and hire right. LinkedIn Jobs can help you do it. Friends, you know how I feel about finances. It is so important to build a business the smart way. And that means knowing your numbers and making choices that are not just going to support your business, but our future. I want to let you know that there is a new product out there that can tackle your negative impact on our climate while also helping you with your financial goals, even if you just use it once a day. And believe it or not, it's actually a credit card. Introducing the Aspiration Zero credit card. It's actually the very first credit card that fights climate change by planting trees with every swipe. The way it works is really simple. When you use an Aspiration Zero credit card, you plant two trees with every purchase you make. And here's what two trees can do. They soak up the same amount of carbon dioxide from the air as the average American puts out every single day. So when you're buying your latte, you're also turning it into your way to do your part to save the planet. And you can also get the other kind of green award, which is unlimited 1% cash back on all your monthly purchases when you hit carbon zero for the month. Y'all, thanks to people like you, Aspiration's made a huge impact. They've already planted 75 million trees. Now, you want to make your dollars make a difference. Apply for the Aspiration Zero credit card today and earn a $300 welcome bonus after spending $3,000 in the first 90 days. So apply right now at aspiration.com/Nicole to go carbon neutral effortlessly and earn a $300 bonus. Go to aspiration.com/Nicole. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Good credit required. Terms and conditions apply.
And I'm a New Yorker, right? I'm from Brooklyn. And so, like, hustle is a part of my DNA. I'm a veteran, a military veteran. So that's a part of my DNA. And so it's like no emotion, no struggle, power through. And so actually being vulnerable and sharing my story is like evidence that I am
doing the work.
I'm doing the work because I would have suffered through before.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also felt like, honestly, a point of pride almost. It's like,
absolutely,
I'm getting it done and it looks clean, even though inside I'm a little bit torn up. So,
absolutely.
No, I totally understand. I mean, frankly, that's why I don't even want to be on a pedestal. Are y'all listening right now?
Take
this
me
is
down.
Why I show you in my my Spanx, my bonnet. Okay. No makeup. I figure if I set that bar good and low, we go keep that bar low. The expectation is going to be, I shop at Target. I eat cheese. I will literally go live with crumbs on my face. Y'all have no expectations of me. So that way, when I look nice, you can talk to me nice.
It's true. It's true. I spent a few months in my robe because I was like, you know what?
This is who I am, and this is what we gonna catch. You know what I mean? Right. Because if we know it, then we're not shocked when we see it emotionally. Because I'm shocked every morning. I'm like, wow, you look different. No, but this, I mean, it's so true. And I think that, again, a lot of people may look at people with platforms in an aspirational way. And, you know, it is an honor. It is a privilege. Neither of us are complaining about it because we are so blessed to work in the, do the work that we're doing. You know, it's purposeful, but it also can be difficult because you are put onto this pedestal, which means that you feel like you have further to fall. And it's always my hope that when people are looking at us or listening to us here, that they realize that, no, truly, we're all sitting in the same room at the same table, and they're no different from us. We just may be a couple of steps ahead or done something a little bit different, but at the end of the day, we're still real. We still are hot messes. We're still chasing after the kids. Mm-hmm. We're still spilling on our clothes. We're still afraid. You know, all these things are very normal.
Yeah, still cussing at the stoplight. Like,
listen,
I definitely have these moments where I'm just like, especially as it comes to social media, reminding myself that like, this is just a part of what I do. And I think until recently, I've always had a pretty healthy relationship with social media. But I think even in the, like currently as we're recording this, I took a break from social media, just recognizing that it was coming up a little bit too much in my mind. And I think for folks listening, like taking breaks, and I think social media breaks even have become a little cliche.
They have, like, I'm taking a break, guys. I'm detoxing for a few months. Just because it was such a crazy notion that people would do from before. But now it's become this trendy thing where it's like, hi, guys. So this is just another example of how awesome my business is because I just took 3 months off and... Oh, girl, this ain't the airport.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're going to depart, just go.
Yes. Like, but like just saying that, you know, when it's your business, taking a break is very different. And giving myself permission to say, like, whatever I need to do when I come back, I'll do that. And I love sharing. And I know people look forward to my posts every morning. And that's my favorite thing to do. And also, my point here is I had to take care of myself.
Yes.
Like, yes. I had to see that. I needed a break. I needed rest. Whether I'm still writing every morning, I'm just not sharing it with y'all.
That's right. Well, and oh, let's talk about that part. So, I mean, and this is, I think, a great segue because one, we can start talking about your book and kind of how that's a different direction. I'm also writing a book. It's this, what am I sharing? What am I not sharing? You know? So, I mean, especially when you are in the healing space or the self-help aspirational space, I mean, there is this pressure to be profound.
Yes.
And it's like every single post, sometimes it can feel overwhelming because it's like, man, I got nothing today. I am dry. I have no quotes. I have no inspiration. Today was just hard. The kids spilled goldfish crackers in the back seat. I'm keeping it together.
Right.
Y'all aren't going to get anything, you know? Yeah. And I've always held sort of a rule of, I only speak if I have something to say, you know, and if I don't, y'all aren't getting a post today. Y'all aren't getting social. And for the past 2 years when I was going through my divorce, you know, in that transition, I really posted, I mean, as frequently as once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that goes from going live daily, you know, and there were parts of me that in that grieving process where I should have been all in, I was also guilting in that process because I felt like, am I leaving these people hanging? What's going on? And You don't know all my people, but they're amazing. And literally, like, people listening right now, when I finally came back, they were like, girl, why didn't you just say that you needed to go? We love you. We're just don't worry about us. You know, and that's how people mostly are. But how have you dealt with that? Because there is that pressure with this being your business and knowing that you serve a community. Like, when you leave, like, am I leaving my people hanging? Like, how does that feel?
It definitely has felt like that. And I can feel myself, like, you know, when I was writing the book, I was still posting every day and I was writing and it felt good.
But you're not sharing everything,
but I'm
though,
not sharing
like usual.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I think recognizing that whether you're my friend, my partner, my children, I can only give what I have capacity for.
That's good.
And I love my community. And yet if I share out of a place that I have to, that is like the key for resentment, anger, like, or me to share things that are not really in alignment just for you to have this post. What I share, I actually care about sharing. What
That's
I feel
good.
Like is good,
That's good
to share. And so, and I have things to share right now. And also I can feel that my energy is not in it.
Sure.
And so, like, pulling back has been a practice of what I preach. If I was coaching me, I would say, now, obviously, I understand, too, 9 to 5. You don't get to be like, my energy's not good.
Right. Like, this is a job. You need to pay the bills. So you're going to need to muster up some energy,
and be at work, right? Got it. And I still have obligations that I have to keep. But social media is an extension of what I do. It is not my actual business. I'm not an actual influencer. And I had to, like, reframe that.
That's good.
And remind myself
That's good.
that this is,
That applies everywhere, though.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like being a mother is one of the things that I do, but it isn't my whole being.
Yes.
You know, being a consultant is a skill that I have and a blessing I'm able to engage in, but it's not my whole being.
Yes.
And I think when we stop identifying and validating ourselves so heavily with these things, we won't be as dictated by what they require, whether it's monetary or social expectations or anything visual. Like, it just becomes a lot freer.
Yes.
To start saying, look, if this is just a thing that I do and not who I am, it's actually okay if it's sits because I don't need to always do it.
Yeah. And if I'm like taking my first break since 2017, like, girl, it's like reminding myself that like I deserve breaks. I deserve rest. Hey, actually, I should probably make this a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love sharing with my community. And also, I have to take care of myself.
Yes.
And I think with like the pressure of what to share or what not to share, like, for example, I don't share my kids. I don't share my family. Yep. On social media.
Yep.
And I think it's just recognizing like this is what I'm comfortable with, like, mm-hmm, boundaries. I teach
your
boundaries,
parameters.
But boundaries, yep, are everything. And it translates into everything that I do in my regular life. And what we all should be doing, recognizing like you have that friend who's like, just order the appetizer or,
right,
come on, just tell me.
Right.
And it's like reminding myself that I don't have to do anything.
That's exactly right, that you don't have to share. And I mean, that's something that I will be talking about in future episodes as I am many years out from, you know, sort of starting this divorce process, mm-hmm, and closing that out and healed in a whole new way. And I've actually just started dating and, you know, I met someone and I'm excited about it, but also approaching this a little differently because I had a very public family brand the first time. And while I'm not embarrassed or scared to share who this person is and their name and their face, whether or not they will be part of my brand or showing,
yes,
up every day or, you know, on my feed is another story. I'm happy to let people know that this person exists and I'm proud of them, but will they be part of the day-to-day? I don't know yet,
mm-hmm,
you know? And what's great is that's my boundary.
Yes.
And it can change. It can stay the same. It can be, but it won't be dictated by what I do. It'll be dictated,
yes,
by who I am.
Yes.
So, oh, so good. So, I mean, guys, I hope you're catching all these gems. I hope you're hearing all this goodness. I mean, Yasmin is brilliant with this stuff. So what's in your book? Because I know that we've talked, right, loaded question. What is in your book? Tell me what's in your book. We want to know. No, loaded question. But the truth is, I thought that your book, I'm not going to lie to you, was going to be more of these good quotes, bullet point after bullet point, like expanded Instagram gems, which is exciting as a notion. But then you told me what it's gonna be. And I'm like, I need this book yesterday.
Yay.
So tell me more about how you're approaching it and how it's gonna help us.
Yeah, so I'm a writer first and foremost. And
yep.
So I was so excited to be able to expand on the capacity limits that social media provides with writing.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar jar is the framework in which I teach. And just a short synopsis of it is the jar is us. The sugar is our energy, the lid is the boundaries. And with that framework, we're able to assess how much energy do I want to give, how much do I have, and by the way, do I even have a lid on the jar?
Ooh, that's
good. People just coming inside,
right? That's good.
And so the book is going to help us expand on that, but instead of like walking through like, oh, I had a client who was going through this, we're going to walk through my life.
That is so flipping brave.
I
mean, and I say this from someone who's on that same boat. I mean, people are like, oh, Nicole, write the business book, which I could, you know what I mean? And it would be killer and it would make me tons of money and it would change lots of lives. However, the book that I sold in my huge deal was a memoir because they were like, hey, so you captured these babies, you're getting divorced.
Mm.
We want to know, how are you still standing? Do you know how scary, do you know? Of course you know, because
yes,
of your book that you're writing. It is so scary, y'all, to write a book with yourself as own context. Most people do not do that at all.
Like blowing yourself open.
It is.
And I didn't realize how personal I got until I read the book again. Because when you're writing it, you're just in it. You're telling the story.
Yep.
You're editing
you're
it.
You're like watching from outside the room, describing what you're seeing.
And then you see it and you're like, wait, we're selling this?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this experience of, well, first of all, it's too late. This is what is coming out.
Listen, you're speaking to a void. So you're like, I don't even know how this is going to be received, but it's too late.
It's too late. But like reminding people, I'm so excited for this because it's an opportunity. The reason why I shared my story is not just tell my story, but for people to see themselves in my story,
yes,
and recognize, and not just like as a Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always get self-help books like that.
Are you kidding me? Like, absolutely not. I mean, most of the time, our Black female stories that are told through self-help are told from a place of strict trauma, where it's like,
trauma.
I went through so many traumatic things and I'm still standing.
Yes.
Versus, no, understand that I had lessons as I went and here's the evolution and my trauma served a purpose, you know, instead of just let's kind of glorifying and stare at this trauma. So that's exciting because that alone is new and fresh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think people need to recognize too, like, I mean, obviously the book is for everyone, but recognizing that like there is a different way that I feel Black women aren't often held in wellness as well.
Mm.
And I talk about that in the book, but I think that understanding, not that we heal differently, but that culture doesn't support the way in which we need to be
the
supported.
Experience or just some of the things that we uniquely
the societal
go
context,
through, right,
right,
that people are not aware of, right?
And so it gives, I think, life to what it's like to walk in mm-hmm. our shoes. And so
that's valuable for everyone, too.
For everyone.
Because if I'm reading that and I am not a Black woman, I now can understand a little bit more about the person next to me to be able to say, hey, this is actually valuable insight to me because I know that I'm dealing with these issues. I never understood that these issues were existing in this context.
Yes.
But boy, can I relate a little better. And anything that brings us closer together now is a good thing. So I love that you're hitting on that.
Absolutely. And just knowing, too, that it's not like red from the purpose of, oh, this happened and then, you know, being Black, this and this. Mm-hmm. That. It's just like, this is the Black lens
mm-hmm.
and this is what should be on probably every book.
Yes, always.
But since mm-hmm. it's not, like, this is what's on here.
That's so incredible.
For it.
Yeah. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, one, can I get this book now? I mean, feel free. Like, I personally, because I'm an influencer, hair toss, hair flip, you can email me an advanced copy, hair toss, hair flip.
Yes.
And I would love to be able to read it because also Lord knows I need it because, you know, that
yes.
pedestal and that bar is low. So please help me get myself together. But aside from that, when can people get a copy of this? I mean, like, give us the exclusive here. I got
yes.
my friends in the room.
So it's available for pre-order right now. It's called The Sugar Jar, and you can get it on Amazon, all the places. And I'm just so excited for y'all to get this book.
Y'all, please get this book. What I love about this is, you know how I am. I want something actionable. I want something mm-hmm. practical. I want something tactical, but it has got to be done with heart.
Yes.
Do not bullet point me to death. Do not tell me to wake up at 4 a.m. with a bunch of journals. I cannot do it on today. You know, I want to be able to take away what I need to take away, but do it through storytelling. And this is it. So definitely grab The Sugar Jar. It's available on Amazon. We'll have the details in the show notes mm-hmm. for you so you'll be able to listen to that. Yasmin, you are just such a gift. Like, I am so blessed to know you. I am so grateful for the way that you show up. And it's a real privilege to have you here because I know I can feel the way God is using you and the mm-hmm. light that you are shining into this world. And this is, if I've never said it before, the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait for you to not act brand new when you are famous and come back here. Okay. I don't want to hear, you can't use my yacht. I'm busy. I don't want to hear that. Okay. I really don't. I don't want to hear, oh, Nicole, we'll have to slot you in on my show. No, I would like to be on the show, please, Yasmin. Okay. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, girl.
Fit me in later when you get super, super famous. This was a blast. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.